The Gift of Agency.
Sit or lie somewhere comfortably, giving yourself the time and space and focus to really get comfortable. Comfortable in your body, comfortable with yourself. You are the only person with whom you spend every moment of your life. Getting comfortable with ourselves, giving ourselves the space that we need to be ourselves, involves forgiving ourselves. So take these moments to guide your mind to your feet. And as your mind focuses on your feet, an energy of peacefulness and relaxation and release travels to your feet and your legs. Wherever you guide your mind, a feeling of peacefulness, relaxation, regeneration, and energy flows to that space. Your gentle focus travels to your legs, the joints in your legs, the muscles in your legs, bringing peacefulness and relaxation. And that peacefulness moves upwards within your body, to your hips, your inner organs, your back muscles, and all of the joints and nerves of your back. Your gentle focus brings an energy of peacefulness, regeneration, release, and health throughout your back, moving upwards into your neck. And when your gentle focus reaches those nerves of your back and neck, your sense of peacefulness spreads throughout your whole nervous system, relaxing you, bringing peace and calm throughout your body. Your sense of peacefulness and calm spreads upwards into your head, your face, all of the muscles of your face relax and are calm. Your whole body, from your toes to the top of your head, are peaceful, calm, and relaxed. Your mind begins to relax as you feel yourself here in this moment. In this moment, you know yourself. In this moment, you are aware of yourself. In this moment, you feel your own feelings. In this moment, you define yourself. And now that your body is so calm and peaceful, you can allow yourself to be gently guided into the world of your imagination. And in your mind, You leave the room that you're in and the building that you're in, and you find yourself walking down a wide path to one of the most beautiful places in nature where you've ever been. You choose where it is that you are visiting right now. A beautiful, lovely, quiet, tranquil place where you would love to visit and where you get great pleasure in spending your time. You enjoy the view and the colors. You listen to any sounds of nature that may be around in this place, feeling the tranquility all around you. The view, the sounds, the peace. You connect deeply to the beauty everywhere around you. And it guides you to find the beauty within your own self. You find a place to sit or lie as you enjoy this place and really relax.
And in this relaxing place, you sit, rest, and enjoy the tranquility all around you. Throughout your life, you have gone through so many different experiences. In some of them, you felt empowered to make a difference to yourself. Through some of them, you didn't. The difference was your experience of your own agency. Were you able to perceive that something that you thought, said, or did could make a difference? Or did you perceive yourself as being helpless? We are created in the image of Hashem. Hashem who chooses. Hashem is the ultimate source of agency. And He lets us choose for ourselves. And He believes in us. And He gives us the opportunity to make mistakes and try again. We are surrounded by people with whom we interact, and every communication that we have with other people is an opportunity to give them the same sense of agency that we hope to experience for ourselves. We can validate their humanness. We can validate their being created in the image of the Kol Yachal, of Hashem, who is the all-powerful and almighty. Or we can deprive them of their experience of being created in the Tzelem Elokim. And we can manipulate them, coerce them, invalidate them, ignore them, or otherwise try and force them to do what we want. When we respect ourselves and the person we are communicating with, we give them the sense of agency that validates the fact that they are created in the image of the Creator. Imagine a recent communication that was challenging for you. Maybe you felt threatened by the other person. Maybe you were worried or concerned about the other person. Maybe one of your values was being threatened. Recall the details of that communication. Sometimes, if we don't feel that the other is giving us respect for our sense of agency, it feels natural and fair to invalidate their sense of agency. Yet that is allowing others to draw us into their own mud. We don't have to be dragged down by anyone else. Recall the details of that communication with yourself and with this other person. And take some moments to think to yourself, what could you have said or done differently that would have respected the agency of both you and the person in the communication with you? Take a minute to reflect on what your choices might have been. And now that you have reflected on some choices you may have had, take a minute to imagine a new communication with this person on the same theme. What could you say, do differently this time to maintain both your sense of agency and giving the gift of agency to the person in the communication with you? You hear my voice in about a minute. Giving the gift of agency to another is validating the Chelek Elokam Imal, the peace of the One Above that dwells within them. We don't have to be controlled or manipulated by another, but we can find Hashem within everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to joining you again, Mirza Hashem, next week.